Hi, this is John Davis, John Davis Political Report. It is Wednesday, September the 8th, 2010. Today I'm introducing a new feature entitled Investors Political Daily. Investors Political Daily provides you with investment information for your political resources, your time, your money. Here are the inaugural results. Out of the 120 North Carolina House races, only 30 are still in play. In 20 of the 30 races in play, one of the two candidates is favored at the starting line. But the advantage is not an uncontestable advantage. There are only 10 toss-up races out of the 120 House races. Today's Investors Political Daily shows that Democrats have 51 of the 61 seats needed to maintain the majority in the North Carolina House. 11 Democrats have no opposition. 28 are likely winners because they have an uncontestable advantage. The most common uncontestable advantage is the fact that the voters in the district strongly favor one party over the other. Another 12 Democrats are favored to win, in most cases because the voters in the district are a bit more likely to favor one party over the other. But it's not a sure bet. Today's Investors Political Daily also shows that Republicans have 59 of the 61 seats needed to gain the majority in the North Carolina House. 29 Republicans have no opposition. Let me repeat that. 29 Republicans have no opposition. 22 are likely winners because they have an uncontestable advantage. Once again, the most common uncontestable advantage is the fact that the voters in the district strongly favor one party over the other. Another 8 Republicans are favored to win. The bottom line is this. Democrats will have to win all 10 of the toss-up races in order to hold a majority in the North Carolina House of Representatives. Republicans only need to win 2 toss-up races to gain the majority. And of course, this assumes that both parties win the races where they currently enjoy an advantage. Opportunity races. Another feature of the Investors Political Daily is the weekly list of top 10 opportunity races for free market advocates. There are 10 races selected in today's Investors Political Daily as opportunity races. These include incumbent business allies who face tough opposition and non-incumbents who would likely be business allies if they win and who can win if you will but help them. They are noted with a green check mark. From an investment standpoint, if your objective is to improve the balance of power in the North Carolina House so business folks can grow and thrive and restore jobs for the unemployed and the underemployed, you should put your money and time where you can make the difference in the outcome of the race, not where the outcome is already decided. Pick a candidate with a green check mark. Are one of the other 30 House races still in play? They really do need your help. Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoy the new Investors Political Daily feature of the John Davis Political Report. I urge you to subscribe to the report this week. The John Davis Political Report is available for individuals and small business folks at only $48.50 a year. The premium subscription is available to all other businesses or trade associations at $485 per year. The Advantage subscription, which includes a consultation relationship, is available on a quarterly payment plan. Remember, the John Davis Political Report focuses exclusively on providing you with investment information for your political resources, your time, your money. Invest wisely in 2010 by subscribing today to the John Davis Political Report. Thank you for reading and listening to the John Davis Political Report.